Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dan, how are you? Nice to hear your voice again. Dan O'Connell, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, John, how's it going?
Good. Dan has been a guest on our show and has arranged for a guest to come on this show. By the way, I still see the boats go up and down the river. Not as many people on them as we used to, but they still
That's right. Socially distanced.
Do float and sail. You are part of the Moderna trial, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For the last 2 months, I've been taking part in the Moderna vaccine trial. Started getting a dose. It's either placebo or the vaccine. It's a double-blinded study. Early September, had my second dose early October, and just had a visit today for my follow-up blood work.
I think our Steve Dale is in the same boat as you. I think he's going to talk to Anna DeVlantis about his experience. So the shot that they're telling us we will be a shot and a booster 3 weeks later, even in the Moderna case. Was that how they administered it to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I got my first dose in early September. The second dose came 4 weeks later in early October. And that's how they proceed administering the drug or the vaccine.
Well, you must feel good. We're all, you know, you're not the doctor or the scientist, but we all got to play our part. You must feel pretty good about your participation and the reported success of this.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a 94% effectiveness with this drug, with the Moderna vaccine versus 90% for the Pfizer vaccine. And those are really very, very high effectiveness rates. And it's exciting to be a part of it. And, you know, to your listeners, I can say it's the, the vaccines are on their way. People just have to maintain social distance, wear the masks, give up your Thanksgiving and your Christmas holiday for 2020. They'll come again in 2021. But if you infect others or if you get infected, you won't be able to enjoy the holidays to come.
So you're probably wondering if you got the vaccine or the placebo, huh?
Right, yeah. And they, at this point, they're not going to break. It's a double-blinded study to keep it, keep the integrity. They won't break that, but they're considering ways to make sure that everyone who took part in the study has another set of doses of whatever they didn't receive, so that everybody in the study ultimately received it.
Yeah,
but they don't break those codes. Once you break those codes that everyone has, then the study isn't viewed the same by researchers. So they want to maintain it, and so they're considering that as one option to make sure that every participant receives the vaccine.
That's fascinating, because if you gave somebody the vaccine, now you're going to line them up and give them a placebo after the fact just to protect the integrity of the research. I think a question a lot of people are wondering, and this might tip your, vaccine or placebo, is what kind of side effects or pain did you experience? Because we're reading a little bit about that. Answer that question for me in a minute, Dan. This is WGN. Dan O'Connell, participant in the Moderna trial, and you've heard the news probably today, 94.5% effective is what they're putting out in a press release. Still needs to be a little more further reviewed, we were told by a doctor from Northwestern, but it seems to be as good as it sounds. The doctor told us he thought that you and I would be able to get it maybe as early as April or May. How about that? But Dan already received two shots, the first dose and the booster. Dan, how did you feel afterwards? Did you have any muscle aches or pains, that kind of thing?
Well, I didn't exhibit any symptoms after getting my dose, but it's not clear if I had received a vaccine or a placebo. Yeah. I've heard others in the study have had maybe 24 hours after they receive their second dose, they feel a feverish or they run a fever for a few hours. I didn't really have that kind of a symptom. I felt a little bit feverish, but not, didn't run a fever. So I think the symptoms after you receive the vaccine are kind of mild. are somewhat mild. And as you can see from today's announcement, the effectiveness of it is extremely high. So, yeah,
no kidding. By the way, one of our listeners had a question for you. Dan is on line one. Dan, what was your question? You're on WGN.
Yeah. After your guest received the vaccine, how was he exposed to the virus? Did he just walk around in public without a mask and tell him not to socially distance? Or how was that handled?
What about that, Dan?
You know, we were simply instructed to go about our daily lives as we would normally live them. They didn't ask us to, you know, try to expose ourselves. But I think if you see the report today, the difference between the two groups, those that had received the vaccine, were much less. I mean, statistically significantly less. I think only 5 of the 90 people who came down with the virus had received the vaccine. The other portion were on placebo, so those are really significant results.
Right, so you had about 30,000 people that got a shot, and then of those people, the shot and the booster, about 90 of them came down with COVID, but the vast majority of them, 80 or so, were the people who they reported, though they don't know who's who, received right. The placebo. But about, what was it, 5 or 10 of the people who got the vaccine did come down with the virus. But they don't tell you to go dive into a sea of COVID-19. So what kind of a mask wearer are you? Are you a very careful person, Dan?
Yeah, I wear a mask, you know, even in my apartment building, in the elevators, in the public areas, you have to wear them now.
Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, using those parameters, and if they say that vaccine's effective, and people get the vaccine, and that's based on the assumption that you normally wore a mask and socially distance. How comfortable would you be after you get the vaccine? Say, oh, you can go back to normal. No need for a mask. It seems like the study itself was biased for people that took preventive measures. I understand if you didn't get the vaccine, there's a higher probability you'll get COVID, but still, you're taking precautionary measures. So even after getting the vaccine, I don't know if I'd still be comfortable.
Maybe
just
it's
saying,
the mask
okay,
more than the shot. Yeah, but I think here's what I think is also true. I get your point, but I think here's where you're wrong, Dan. That is, suppose Dan O'Connell, the other Dan on the phone line, the guy that participated mm-hmm. in the trial, suppose you were a no-mask Mary. You're one of those people that doesn't wear the mask hardly ever. You would have been instructed to continue to go without a mask, right? They did not tell you to up or decrease your mask use, right?
No, they didn't instruct us in any way about if we should socially distance or if we should wear a mask.
If they said everybody mask up, then it would. I could see how that might skew the results. But this is the second time we've had a conversation like this in both studies. And in each case, mm-hmm. the best I understand, Dan, our caller, they did not tell him. Put it this way to you, Dan, the listener, not the guest. If sure. I said I got the vaccine right here, you want some of that? Would you take it?
Yes, I probably would, but that does not mean I'd go back to normal right away based on the parameters of the study. It would be one thing if they gave the vaccine and then they exposed those people to the COVID directly. If they said 90% effective, I say, hey, you know, that's like the measles shot. But because of the conditions for each party, the people who received the vaccine, people who didn't, I still be hesitant to go back to normal. So when your doctor earlier said, well, by fall of 2021, we can go back to normal, I'm not so sure. You know, I'd want to go back to normal as soon as possible, but I'd be a little hesitant when somebody said, oh, we can give you the all clear just based on the vaccine studies.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Thanks for the phone call, Dan. I'm glad you're listening. And you make some interesting points. There is, I don't think they did this, but there was conversation this spring about doing that. And I forget in which country it was, but they said maybe it's desperate enough. It might have been Ireland. And they said, or England, where was it? Anyway, they said, look, let's take some folks and let's just expose them to the stuff and we'll see if the vaccine works. but that's not considered ethical. Ethical. What's the E word? Oh, yeah, ethical. It's not considered an ethical practice. We don't do that in modern medicine. Intentionally expose somebody to the disease and then see if what we're giving them works. That is not and has not been done here. So, but that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Say, okay, here it comes. Let's see if the vaccine works. But you'd probably get a lot fewer volunteers for the trial run in that case, too. I don't think anybody did anything like that. Dan, you know what I'm talking about? I don't think anybody does that.
I haven't heard of anything like that. These are very tightly controlled trials. And ethically, as you were speaking, as you mentioned, they're not allowed to endanger someone's life in such a direct way.
Well, and that would be, and technically, that would be that. And you had a question similar to that, didn't you, Ann?
Yes, and it seems like my question has been answered. I just wondered, the volunteers who receive the vaccine, have they been exposed already to the virus or tested positive, or are they just sent out into public to,
that's an interesting
see
question,
whether
too.
Or not they get it.
Yeah, did you know, had you previously been exposed? Did they test you for an antibody, Dan?
Yeah, I was tested before I went in, and I had no antibodies.
So they assume that at least the people participating are virgins, if you will, to the disease, right?
Right? Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, Ann, thanks for the call. Thanks for the question.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, good luck to you, sir. And when you...
Thank you.
I'd love to find out down the road. Maybe you'll never find out, huh, if you had the vaccine or the antibody.
It's a two-year study, honestly. This will go on for 2 years. I'll be monitored for 2 years. Hopefully, in the next month, I'll get a second set of doses of whatever I had not received yet.
Yeah.
And then, in one of those 2 times, I'll have received the vaccine. But they'll study us for 2 years going forward.
I think that's just fascinating and very, I don't know, kind's not the right word, but that you folks participated in this trial makes a vaccine 95% effective, available to all of us. But maybe you got the placebo and you are not protected, but you can't know that. So now they're going to reverse the switches for everybody. So everybody knows at the end of the thing soon that they got a placebo and they got the vaccine. So everybody in the study will have been vaccinated, but you don't know who's who when. And
that's the hope right now that we'll do that crossover.
Okay, stay well. Thanks for your time and good luck to you, Danny.
Okay, John, thanks.